USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation continues to be the dominant topic of discussion for markets. That led to a mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow rose 44 points to finish the day at 34,933. The S&P also adding 5 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ finishing in the red, dropping 32 points. When it comes to inflation, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, testifying before a House committee on Wednesday, said they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals.
Inflation is being temporarily boosted by base effects as the sharp pandemic-related price increases from last spring drop out of the 12-month calculation.
A new Justice Department report says FBI agents disregarded allegations by Olympic gymnasts that they were sexually assaulted by former national team doctor Larry Nassar and later lied about it to cover their mistakes. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
A federal appeals court is making a ruling regarding young adults buying handguns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
Officials say the winter storm that hit Texas in February claimed the lives of 210 people. The Department of State Health Services adding 59 to the official death toll in yesterday's update. Most of the statewide deaths were caused by hypothermia, but others resulted from traffic accidents on icy roads, fires, and other causes. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is weighing in on comments made by President Biden.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
8 Indiana University students are suing after the IU Board of Trustees decided to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for students, faculty, and staff. Attorney for the 8 students, James Bopp, is seeking a preliminary injunction to halt the vaccine mandate before the lawsuit proceedings begin. Bopp saying there are still a lot of unknowns about the vaccine in terms of side effects, and those vaccines do not have full FDA approval. He also tells Fox News,
they've gone way overboard with this. There is no state in the United States, there is no county in the United States, there is no city in the United States that is mandating vaccinations for anyone.
Jamie Carreni is a student at IU. She adds,
what's more horrifying, I think, is the culture that has been created at the school. This culture of you cannot present an alternative opinion.
More news online at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.